Turning now to news from here at the Vatican, the bishops of Ireland arrived yesterday for a series of meetings which begin today at the Vatican. The bishops will discuss with the Pope and officials of the Holy See clerical sexual abuse crisis which has hit the island. Last year, the Murphy Report stated that church leaders in Dublin had spent decades covering up cases of the sexual abuse of children by priests. The bishops held a press conference ahead of their meetings yesterday at the Irish College in Rome. Eamon McCarthy was there.
24 of the 26 ordinary bishops of Ireland's diocese travelled to Rome this weekend ahead of their appointment Monday with Pope Benedict XVI and members of the Vatican Curia.
Following the publication of the Murphy Report, the Holy Father has, due to the very serious situation which prevails in the Church in Ireland, called individual bishops to Rome.
In a press conference held Sunday at the Pontifical Irish College in Rome, Bishop Joseph Duffy of Clogheran, chairman of the Bishops' Commission on Communications, described the mood among the prelates as they prepared to meet the Holy Father and Curia prefects as sombre.
The meeting will take place over tomorrow Monday, and Tuesday up to 1 o'clock. We will be examining the problems that have arisen and consider an approach that will help to give assurance to families and restore confidence and serenity to the clergy and the faithful.
Bishop Duffy stressed that bishops will each personally meet with the Pope rather than as a collective group.
Each of us will speak to the Holy Father personally, and we have been encouraged to speak in a frank, open way. Each bishop will speak to the Holy Father for 7 minutes.
First to address the Pope will be the Primate of All Ireland, Cardinal Sean Brady of Armagh.
I've come to Rome many times in my life. I've never come with as many prayers behind me as this time. So I regard tomorrow as an important meeting, obviously. One step in a process, hopefully, which will gain more momentum when we get back to Ireland. A process which hopefully will lead to a journey of repentance. Renewal, reconciliation.
Ahead of Monday's meeting, the bishops gathered in St. Patrick's Church, the National Church of the Irish Community in Rome, to mark the month's Mind Mass for the repose of the soul of Cardinal Cathal Daly, Archbishop Emeritus of Armagh. The bishops were joined Sunday by Cardinal William Leveda, Prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, and Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re of the Congregation for Clergy, who, along with Cardinal Frank Rodet of the Congregation for Institutes of Consecrated Life and Societies of Apostolic Life, and Archbishop Francesco Cocco Palmiero of Legislative Texts, will be among those attending Pope Benedict's meetings with the 24 leaders of the Irish Church. I'm Eimear McCarthy.